Here begins Barbie Dreamtopia, narrated by Kristen King for Saga Egmont. The day before her birthday party, Chelsea was playing catch in the backyard with her best friends, Jace and Zoe.
"I can't wait for your party tomorrow, Chelsea," Zoe said.
Then she gasped and covered her mouth.
"It's okay. Maybe you can save me a piece of birthday cake," Jace said. "Wait, what about your birthday wish, Chelsea? What are you going to wish for when you blow out your candles?"
Chelsea hadn't given her birthday wish much thought.
"I don't know," she said. "What should I wish for?"
She tossed the ball to Zoe, but Zoe missed it, and the ball soared past Zoe and rolled into Otto's yard next door.
"You should wish for all the toys in the world," Otto said, appearing from behind a tree and scooping up the ball.
Chelsea made a face.
"That's silly. How would I even play with that many toys?" she asked.
"If you think birthday wishes are silly, I can always blow out your candles for you," Otto told her. "Then I could wish for all the toys in the world."
Otto tossed the ball over his shoulder and walked away laughing. In bed that night, Chelsea thought about what Otto had said. What if Otto blew out her candles and ruined her birthday wish? She hoped not. But just in case, she needed her birthday wish ready for cake time tomorrow. Chelsea yawned, then closed her eyes and drifted off to sleep. The next thing Chelsea knew, she was soaring through the clouds. She scooped up honey in her arms, and she gazed down at the sparkling, glittering land below them. They were sailing over Sparkle Mountain.
"Hi, Barbie,"
Chelsea called down to the apprentice Glitter Queen, who was waving up at her from the castle below. "I'm so happy you're here," Barbie said when Chelsea landed her boat next to the castle. Cobalt, Barbie's princess friend, was there too.
"Did you come to celebrate your birthday at Sparkle Mountain?" Cobalt asked.
"No, my birthday is tomorrow," Chelsea told her.